And this is a problem, is that the person, once a person gets in a negative state, he doesn't really want to forgive. And this is the next great principle that has to be accepted, is forgiveness. And the Course in Miracles makes an interesting statement about forgiveness, is to forgive completely is to realize that there is nothing to forgive. And it's a little bit like this. The Course teaches that this reality that we're in is really like a dream of the higher self. And so what's happening here is not real. And it says if you can understand that it's not real, then you will realize there's nothing to forgive. So it's like, for instance, if you had a dream that your wife was having an affair with your best friend, now in that dream, you'd be really upset at both of them, okay? But all of a sudden you wake up from the dream and you say, well, that didn't really happen. So I guess there's nothing to be upset about. So this is kind of the way the Course in Miracles presents the idea, is that this is a dream and what's happening here is not real. So there is nothing to forgive. So it's an interesting way of looking at it. I don't accept that 100% literally, but I find it's very helpful to take the attitude that in the eternal now, in the whole scheme of things, look upon the offense that people make as if it does not even exist. Even though you know it exists in this dream we're having, but look upon it as if it doesn't exist. Because in the whole scheme of reality, nothing that is composed of hate or malice of any kind is not real. The only thing that is real, that is eternal, that we take with us in this world is
love.
You answered it before I got the question out. So, and the Course in Miracles says this also, is that the only thing that we will take with us from this reality is things that involve true love. If we have a true love and a sharing, we can take those things with us. But anything that is not love, we will not take with us when we return home.
I find that to be absolutely true. Like pain, you know, you may have stubbed your toe, you could have gotten a fight and got beat up, but you don't remember that. You know, it doesn't stay with you.
Yeah.
The memory of it. You might have a memory of it, but the feeling is not there. But if you're in a grocery line and you're $10 short, and the guy behind you says, oh, look what you dropped, and picks up $20 and gives it to you, you never forget that. You know, good things that have to do with giving, sharing, loving. My dad was a prime example of that. I was always screwing up as a bad kid with a BB gun and whatnot. And my dad would punish me, okay? But I don't remember the punishment. But what I do remember is he would say, wow, boy, you know, cleaning up all this glass from all these bullet holes sure has made me thirsty. Sure wish I knew somebody that'd like to go down to the Dairy Queen and have a milkshake with me. And we'd get in the pickup and we'd drive down to the Dairy Queen and we'd have a milkshake together. That's what I remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, JJ, yeah. If I've got a painful memory, let's say someone in my past betrayed me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a painful memory of that, but I don't have the relationship with that man anymore. So I don't want to fix the relationship. I still feel pain from the thought of the betrayal, but I don't think, so how would I know if it was a grievance? If it's just a painful memory and I have forgiven myself and forgiven him.
Well, painful memory is one thing, but a grievance is something where you hold something against that person. You want this person punished.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do you want him punished?
No.
Oh, okay. But a painful memory is, yeah, there's painful memories that we all have around certain things that have happened in our lives, maybe, or betrayals. I know I have some memories of things that were painful at the time. I put them out of my mind now, yeah. You know. But I don't hold a grievance toward anyone. You know.
It would seem to be that it could also be like if you had the same feeling and you didn't want that person to be part of the group. If because he did that to me, I can't do this. And, you know, it's something that you're not able to move on or you're not able to see past it.
I couldn't see past the pain of the event to see his true higher self.
Right.
Like that. Okay, I'm with you.
Well, that's a form of punishment, not letting them in.
If someone steals money from me and I wish that he will use this money for his medicines, is that okay? Is that an okay wish?
For his medicines?
Yeah.
No, I don't see anything wrong with that. Yeah.
You're talking karma, not pharmacy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam was raising his hand a few minutes ago. I think he wanted to bring up a grievance.
No, I was just concurring with what you said that you know, the Course in Miracles says it's as if it doesn't happen, and you said it doesn't entirely play out that way because of karma, but the point is when you're having the dream in your scenario about the spouse betraying the other spouse, as long as you're in that dream, you still have to deal with that.
Right.
Your dream is still processing that. So this just happens to be an extended dream. And so because it's an extended dream, this thing we call life, then we're still dealing with it. But it's a helpful, it's still a useful way to think about things that really outside of this, in the end, nothing really matters. But while we're in the dream, we still got to play it out.
Yeah, some of the Course in Miracles students are really frustrating to talk to. They say, well, I am not here. You are not here.
I slap him a little bit.
This is just a dream. I'm not even talking to you. You know, I mean, they say they get some of the craziest ideas from it. And you can take teachings that are very inspired, and if you just have a really black and white attitude toward them, you're going to see it all incorrectly. You're not going to get it right. You have to touch the spirit and the intuition to see it in the right light. And it's true, this is an illusion, and when we're here, we have to deal with it. We just can't just go back instantly just by snapping our fingers. It's a process, and even the Course in Miracles says the process of returning home will take millions of years. Huh. You know,
life is the one page in your book.
What say?
Each lifetime is one page in your book.
Yeah, just one page. That's pretty true.
I think in the LDS temple ceremony, there's a part where they do the true order of prayer, and before you get in that circle, it's male, female, male, female. They say that only the best of feelings can be in this true order of prayer, and it's
invite you to withdraw.
And they, if you do have, you know, a grievance against somebody within there, they do invite you to withdraw from there. But the lesson is not just to have good feelings within the group; it's with anybody. I think you.
That's where the wives all drop out of this.
But the principle is the same. It's it's a teaching of the true order. Like you can't have a grievance against anyone. You shouldn't have a grievance against anyone to really be one.
Yeah. It's easy to say, and people with grievances, a lot of them won't admit they have a grievance. Oh, I don't have any grievance. So and so is just an asshole. But anyway,
a lot of people around us are just just not perfect. And if I found that if I expect somebody to do as I think they should do, then I'm wrong, because I understand that they're not at that state of evolution. They can't understand what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Well, you have an expectation.
And then you have grievances all over the place.
I would have grievance about most everybody then, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Well, I'm proud of this group here. I don't know of anyone here who has a grievance toward anyone that's really interfering a lot with their spiritual progression. But you never know when it might come up, and little things come up, especially with your close relationships. You need to pay attention. If there's any hurt feelings or grievance, or possibility of a grievance, you need to work it out. Say, well, when you said this to me, it made me feel this way. And it may be kind of silly, but that's the way it made me feel. If you release it, then that seed of the grievance will not grow. And that's the main thing, is a grievance is like a seed that's not a good seed, but a wild weed that grows very quickly. And it needs to be rooted out so it doesn't grow.
Well, you a grievance some? Is also like a resistor. You know, in electrical flow, if you have a resistor that stops the electrical flow, that's what a grievance would do in the circulating of the spiritual energy in the group.
Yeah. I like the weed.
The weed
concept.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
I have a grievance.
Well, because I'm a gardener.
You brought me the physical.
And weeds grow real fast.
No, the gardener smoking weed.
You like weeds?
No.
Like weeds.
Boy, they grow fast.
At least you could have done.
They're adapted to nature.
They have to.